presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The trail of Jungle Jim and Bobo, which is being closely followed by Big Tom and a company of Thorson's guards, seems to end at the edge of a cliff overhanging the ocean. Again, good fortune is with Jim, for now the natives are more certain than ever that this unknown quarry is not an ordinary human being, but someone who can vanish into thin air at will. The result on the morale of the native guards is beginning to show in signs of a spontaneous mutiny which may break out any day. In the meantime, Captain Kiesel, the Sea Raider, and his crew of pirates are planning to leave the safety of the underground harbor at Thorson's Island. The naval patrol has relaxed sufficiently for the submarine with only ordinary precautions to make good an escape. While goodbyes are being said all around, Jim and Bobo, who have swum into the subterranean lake, are watching every move, but are powerless to do anything to interfere with the departure.
Well, they're gone, Bobo. Look, where does that door lead to?
That be way to elevator. Go up to Thorson House.
How about guards? Are any left down here?
No, Master Jim. Guard be at door up above, but workmen be in shop over there.
Oh, I see. Okay, Bobo. Let's swim to the opposite side.
That's it. Come on. There we are. Here, let me give you a hand.
All right.
There you go. That's it.
Gracias, Master.
Boy, what a fiendish mind Thorson must have to plan such a layout as this. Yeah, and he must have a bottomless purse available. This thing cost millions. What's back of those doors there, Bobo?
That be high explosive. Torpedoes and shells for large gun.
Well, let's see if it's open.
It be open. No one can come down here except guard. So no lock on door.
Only a latch like on a big icebox. Oh, my gosh, even the lights go on automatically when the door's open. Oh, come on in, Bobo. Oh, maybe we'd better close the door just in case. Uh-oh. That leaves us in the dark.
Bobo, find light switch over on wall.
Good. Now let's see what we can find here. Holy cats! Look! Look, Bobo. A dozen torpedoes. With their warheads on, too. All ready for action.
Submarine boat come here. Take away sometime one, sometime three or four.
Well, I don't know just how we're going to do it, Bobo. But we've got to find some way to destroy this stuff, so these rats won't use it against any more innocent victims at sea.
Have much oil and gasoline down here, at other end of room.
Yeah, it's a possibility. We could set it afire.
But how we get away? Fire set off all kinds of explosion. We never get out alive.
Yes, I realize that. There's only one way out. Tell me, how do they get all these large things like torpedoes down here, Bobo?
Have large elevator down by shop. So big to hold 50 men. Very strong.
I suppose that's under heavy guard, too.
Worse. Only one man have key to turn on power. That be Bull himself.
Well, that's odd. Probably get nowhere anywhere. The noise of the elevator motors running would be like an alarm bell.
Yes.
Well, look, Bobo. How about getting out the way we came in? Swim for it.
No. Not unless someone was waiting with boat. Those rocks on island go for miles. No way to get up on shore, no place.
Well, that settles it. The only way we can get up out of here is through the elevator to Thorson's office, the freight elevator. Or, isn't there a stairway?
Yes, master. There be one, but I never go that way. Don't know where stairs go to. Must be someplace up above an island.
Well, I've got to find some clothes. The guard's uniform won't do me much good.
Maybe some overall are in back of storeroom.
Swell idea, Bobo. Then I might even pass for a working man out in the shop.
No, master, no. They find you out very soon. Those workmen come from far away country. No speak English, no speak Spanish.
What lingo do they use?
I hear, master, but not know. We guard never be allowed to talk to workmen. They never be allowed up on island, only at night for a little while.
Well, you're sure I wouldn't pass for one of them, huh?
Yes, master. That be wrong thing to try.
Then we only have Hobson's choice. We can't use the elevators, so it must be the stairs. You say you don't know where those stairs lead to, Bobo?
No, master.
Well, they must lead up to the house. Well, in any case, there's only one way to find out. We'll have to try them.
Where master go, Bobo go too.
Well, here's luck to us. If we have it, you'll get your freedom. And I'll get word of this gang to the proper authorities. Let's go, Bobo. You kill the light and I'll open the door.
While Jim and Bobo were investigating the huge cavern under the castle, Bull Thorson and Shanghai Lil, who is posing as his secretary under the name of Sasha, are in the study discussing the next move.
Well, Bull, how does it feel to have a few moments of relaxation again?
It's wonderful, that's what it is. Such peace and quiet.
Yeah.
You know, Sasha, if it lasted very long, I'd go nuts, and so would you.
Oh, I don't know, Bull. We've had enough happen on this island in the past few weeks to keep me supplied with thrills and adventure for months.
Don't try to tell me any such yarn. You couldn't live a quiet and sheltered existence any more than you could fly.
I'd like that. Flying, I mean. And I'll bet I'd grow a lovely pair of wings.
Sasha, you'd look lovely in anything. Even wings.
Now, Bull, now, don't tell me that you're turning into the polished gentleman with flattering phrases for the ladies. Stop it, it's too much for my blood pressure.
You know, Sasha, sometimes I think you've got ice water in your veins. You've never had any blood pressure.
Well, that sounds more like you, Bull.
Tell me seriously, what is your secret? You know, you're a strange creature, Sasha. Hard as nails one moment, and then soft as a jellyfish the next. And with it all, a better head on your shoulders than most men have.
There you go again. Flattery. There's no secret about me. I'm just a little girl trying to get along in the world. I want money. I want the power and security it brings. I want to live my life my own way. And I was educated in a fashion that sticks for a long time. I got a master's degree in the School of Hard Knocks.
But I've got enough money for both of us. There's nothing you want that I can't buy for you.
Oh, yes, Bull. It can't buy me independence. Only my own efforts can do that.
Oh, silly nonsense. Women don't want freedom and independence. They only think they do.
Well, here's one who knows exactly what she wants and how to get it. And no mere man figures in my scheme of things to be.
Why, you talk like a jilted old maid. Oh. Sore at every man in the world just on general principles.
Well, you're wrong, Bull. I'm not sore at anyone. But I just keep on doing things my own way. Because it suits me fine.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, it suits me too. We've got as much work to do as there is ahead of us. I don't suppose we can take time out for romance, but... Well, you haven't heard the end of the discussion.
Well, all right, Bull. Have it your own way. Now, suppose we get to work. You haven't looked at one of these reports for a week.
You're right. Let's see what the Tom has been doing.
Here's the latest.
Followed trail to edge of cliff. There it ended. Must have jumped into ocean. Must have jumped into the ocean? Of all the confounded dumb beasts. If I could get my hands on that lummox,
Bull, why'd he get so excited? It could have happened.
Sure it could, but I bet dollars to donuts it didn't. No one is going to evade my guards for days, and then when no one is after him, jump into the sea.
Well, maybe a boat was waiting for him, whoever he is.
No boat could get near to this island without me hearing about it.
No, I guess not. There's been no report of any kind of ship in over a week.
Why would anyone do a presumably crazy thing like that? There's got to be a reason for everything.
Yeah, I suppose so, Bull, but why is this so important?
Everything that happens without my permission on this island is important. It's important that I find out about it and know the reason why. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Thorson. This is Central Tower. Are you alone? Can I speak freely?
No, wait a minute. Sasha, would you go into the library and get my green dispatch case?
Why, certainly, Bull.
Go ahead. What's the matter?
There's someone down in the underground harbor who should not be there.
Where is he?
There's two people. They were in the torpedo storeroom, and they're now coming up the stairs. They flashed every signal light as they passed, proving they're not one of us.
Get four guards and meet me at the head of the stairs in 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Where is that case, Bull? It doesn't seem to be in the library.
No. Well, I'll look it up when I come back.
Where are you going? I thought we were going to clean up this desk work now.
We were, but I've got something to clean up which has been bothering me for a long, long time.
What do you mean, Bull?
You wait right here and I'll tell you. Do you remember one evening not so long ago when you were supposed to be talking to one of my guards in the garden and we never did find out which one it was?
Why, yes. Now I remember his name. It was Bobo.
You sure his last name wasn't Bradley, Sasha?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know what his last name is.
Well, unless I miss my guess, you're going to find out very soon. In fact, we're all going to find out some very interesting facts.
Where are you going, Bull? What are you going to do?
Just wait and wonder.
Jim and Bobo, slowly making their way up the darkened stone steps, do not realize that they are heading straight into disaster.
How far would you say we've come, Bobo?
Not more than halfway, Master.
This cave is deeper than I expected.
Yes, Master. House beyond Big Hill.
Yes, that would account for some of it. But these stairs must lead to the house. Come on, Bobo.
Wait, Master. You hear?
Hear what, Bobo?
Bobo, hear noise. Not know what. Listen.
I get it now, Bobo. It's above us. Their footsteps.
Jim and Bobo can do nothing but wait till the mysterious footsteps are identified. Whose are they? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.